If Donald Trump decides to run for president again in 2024, can anyone beat him for the party's nomination? That's a question dominating Republican politics, with a growing conversation around one man, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Journalist Dexter Filkins explores DeSantis' growing influence in Republican politics in the latest issue of The New Yorker, and he joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So in your story, you write that DeSantis has often been described as Trump with a brain. What does that mean?
He's really, really smart. And I, you know, President Trump may be smart as well, but DeSantis is very, very articulate. He's very quick on his feet. He speaks in complete sentences. And so in front of a crowd of, you know, 1,000 people or on television, he's great. He's a perfect candidate in that sense, in a way that President Trump was not, you know, in a kind of conventional sense. But DeSantis is, he went to Harvard, he went to Yale, he's a lawyer, he's very fast on his feet.
DeSantis heavily courted Trump's support in his 2018 campaign for governor. Trump likes to take credit for DeSantis's victory in that race. What's the nature of the relationship like today, especially as I'm sure Trump is very aware of this talk around DeSantis?
I think it's pretty complicated. That's the way it was described to me. And I think the reason for that is pretty simple. Ron DeSantis has not said publicly that he will not run if President Trump does. As a person I quoted in the story said to me, he won't kiss the ring. And I think, you know, President Trump hasn't announced what he's going to do yet. I think that's made him, as at least as I understand it, as I was told, quite irritated that Governor DeSantis has kind of not shown the proper deference to him.
Can you talk about some of the ways DeSantis has built up his political status? I'm thinking specifically about his leadership during the pandemic. He defied the advice of experts in the public health establishment, but this seemed to make him a bit of a hero to the right.
He did. He has built his governorship and his national stature around his COVID response. And he was an outlier during the pandemic. He basically threw off all the restrictions very early on and said, we're not going to have mask mandates. We're not going to have vaccine mandates. The beaches are open. The stores are open. The schools are open. Everything's open. He threw it all open. And, you know, he defied the experts. He defied, you know, he always referred to the Fauciist, you know, tyranny. He defied Washington. And that made him a hero.
He's also leaned into culture war issues, signing legislation, for instance, that would prohibit educators from discussing issues related to sexual orientation or gender identity before the fourth grade. You know, he won this race with less than 1% of the vote. How has that affected his standing in a state that has long been considered a swing state?
It's interesting. Yeah, Florida is changing fast. And how much of that is related to DeSantis is not clear. But since he's won the election in 2018, for the first time in decades, a majority of registered voters in the state are now Republican.
That is The New Yorker's Dexter Filkins. His latest report on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is in the latest issue. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.